Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And I'm doing a special, amen, teaching tonight. Amen. Praise God. On end time revelation. And I want to talk to you about the Matrix. Amen. 9/11. Amen, which was considered in the Bible codes as the Matrix, amen. And if you look at the Bible, amen, praise God, amen, and what's getting ready to happen, you'll begin to understand why we as the body of Christ need to come together and begin to work fervently for the Lord as well as to live holy. The Bible said holiness without no man is going to see the Lord. Amen. So anything that I give you is going to be truth. Amen. I am a prophetess and I must speak. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, about, amen. Thank you, Jesus, what's getting ready to occur. Father, we just thank you right now and we give you all the honor and all the glory. I pray that you open up the eyes and the ears of the listeners and let them begin to understand that we're in, amen, a time of trouble. Amen. Praise God like never before. And we are in perilous times, and it's not going to get any better. And God, if we tend to your will, amen, and begin to do the things that you have told us to do, there is a reassurance, amen, in obedience that we will make it, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I just want to lift you up, amen, and magnify you because you're worthy to be serve. Let the angels encamp around me in the name of Jesus and my children and my daughter-in-law, amen, and all the saints as I go through this, amen, in essence to glorify you, Father God, in essence to expose the devil, amen, in essence to, amen, thank you, Jesus, give you all the honor and glory for you are mighty God. I ask you to seal my head, my mind, my will, my emotions, amen, my desires, my thoughts, and my belief right now in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For I give you praise, God. I give you praise, all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. You know, I'm going to say this, amen. When God sent forth a prophet or a prophetess, amen, praise God, you need to understand that, amen, thank you, Jesus. He sent them forth to give you instructions. I tell you that all the time, amen, and there ain't no, hallelujah, ain't no schism, ain't no division in him, ain't no ifs, amen. He's not concerned about cars and houses and land. Yes, he is concerned about them. But no, he's not concerned to the point that, amen, praise God, it would take away from the main focal point of his son Jesus dying for us, amen, and the things, the evil, diabolical things that Satan is trying to do. So we bind up Lucifer right now in the name of Jesus, in the airways, amen, in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, and we tear down his works, amen. In Jesus' name, amen, praise God, and thank you, Jesus. If we look at what's getting ready to occur, amen, we'll begin to want to pull, amen, in the direction of God. Last Friday, I got a chance to talk to you a little bit about, amen, the Antichrist, amen, and there are two Antichrists. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There are two Antichrists that getting ready to come up on the scene. They haven't made it yet, but they're coming. Amen. And it's real quick. Amen. Praise God. But before these Antichrists come, amen, God has given us the Christians and all over the world, amen, praise God, that trust and believe in God and those that don't. He's given us 7 years of plenty. We've almost completed 1 year of blessing from the God that we serve. After that, you got 6 more years of blessing. Then after that, amen, there's going to be perilous time. There's going to be problems like never before. There are going to be issues that are going to come up all of a sudden. You're not going to be able to deal with them. The Muslims are literally going to infiltrate the world itself with their beliefs. Christianity is going to eventually have to go underground, amen, in order to be protected, amen, because the Bible don't lie. Amen. People are going to be fearful at all times. Amen. And if you don't accept the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy or sell or trade. You know, I told you the strategy that Satan is setting forth now is to try to put Israel, amen, in a position where they won't be able to help themselves as far as the economy is concerned. So I want to talk to you tonight, amen, about the economy. It's not going to get any better. I give God the glory. After these 7 years are up, it's going to be real bad. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, have your way. And one of the things that the Muslims, these terrorists, these Arabs, amen, amen, thank you, Jesus, these Iranians, Hezbollah, and all of those are trying to do is they're trying to get to the matrix that are all over the world. Amen. Praise God. And their strategy was 9/11, September the 25th, 2001. I'm going to say that again. This was a strategy from the Muslims. Amen. Bin Laden headed this up. Amen. And the terror strikes, amen, New York, amen, the World Trade Center. Remember, I have been talking to you about, amen, the economy and, thank you, Jesus, the Commerce Department, amen. The strategy of these Muslims is to tear down, amen, every matrix, amen, that's all over the world. They're going to hit another matrix. It won't be long, saints. I give you this from the Lord. They're getting ready to hit another matrix in order to continue to collapse the economy. This is Satan's strategy. And I have a reading, amen, by Ron A. Reinhold of Colorado, September the 25th, 2001. And it say, and I can't hardly, amen, praise God, September the 11th, 2001, I will go down, thank you, Jesus. It will literally go down in history, amen, books, as the day of infamy, amen. When murderous terrorists made a sudden attack on the U.S., a killing in essence over 6,000 people. Recent number indicated 4,000 total for 9/11, including D.C. and in Pennsylvania. That's more than twice as many people as those who died when Pearl Harbor was attacked on December the 7th, 1941. Amen. And he began to show us pictures of the attack on 9/11. Satan hit the matrix. Let me tell you what matrix literally means. And that's why he hits not only the matrix of the world. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But he hit the matrix, amen, of every, amen, child, a firstborn male, amen, that comes from God. And I'm going to do a teaching on that. And thank you, Jesus. The matrix, it literally, amen, thank you, Jesus, is the intercellular substance of a tissue or the tissue from which a structure is developed. Okay, in this case, the matrix is was for the United States, the World Trade Center, 9/11, along with the Pentagon and the other area that those terrorists had hit. Amen. And what they did, they went in to destroy the seat of commerce, amen, the economy, amen, where all the information and everything was stored. Amen, that brought in eventually the collapse amen, of what we see in today, the economic crisis, the economy, amen, being at a downfall, amen. Fannie Mae and all of those car dealers, Ford Motor Company and all of those, Mercury, all of those, and then taking in after the World Trade Center collapse, amen, you begin to see a lot of places merging together more than ever before, and the various banks closing and various industries going over to China and Japan where the labor is cheap. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. And people, amen, over here in America and various parts of the world, amen, begin to feel that crunch, amen, and those problems, amen, with the deficit so high. We owe everybody you can think about, amen, praise God. And things are not getting any better. This was Satan's strategy to destroy the matrix. Amen. Praise God. And that's found in the codes. Amen. The Bible codes. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to go into much detail. Amen. A little bit later on. Amen. Praise God. About this year, because this was Satan's strategy to get to the matrix. Amen. And the greatest matrix was the United States. Amen. And the World Trade Center. I told you. Saints, amen. I give God the glory, amen. I have suffered, amen, for this ministry. But I give God the glory tonight because God is getting ready to expose this devil more and more. Now, the matrix, amen, praise God, amen. There are other areas, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, that the devil, amen, has set forth by these Muslims, and they're going to start attacking these other matrix, amen, that are all over the world. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible code is in Hebrew, amen, the period to further expand that definition. The Hebrew used in the Bible codes included all the atif words from forms in the Torah and as well as modern Hebrew words. And so the Bible code was literally, amen, brought to focus, amen, and examine and found out that, amen, they searched the words, amen, in those codes, amen, and then they found the word world, then they found the word trade, then they found the word center, and then they found the word tower. Tower, amen, amen, twice, amen, and you're going to have to go in there and get the Bible codes, amen, praise God. I have some of the information before me, amen, and I have the Bible code book itself, amen, but I got to go in and do more research because I'm not that good with Hebrew, but amen, the Holy Ghost is good with everything. And so, amen, this was the matrix of America. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so Satan's strategy, the Muslims' strategy is to tear down every matrix they can as for, amen, as the economy is concerned, to literally try to cut all resources off from Israel. Israel need America help more than ever before because this Antichrist is getting ready to come on the scene. Satan is working ahead of time to assist him and his father. It's the father team. They're coming from, amen, praise God, Dan, the tribe of Dan, amen, praise God. Dan was made extinct, amen, praise God. When they gave the land, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to the 12 tribes, well, Dan inherited a part of Lebanon, and Dan ended up not being able to conquer and destroy all of his enemies. So they intermingled with each other and married with each other. And Dan became extinct. It became a mixed race of people, and it was no longer the pure race of people. And I told you, amen, thank you, Jesus. The Antichrist, amen, both of them, amen, are going to be well known. But this last Antichrist, amen, is going to get 10 nations after he's in office in Jerusalem, sitting in that temple. He's going to get the League of Nations, 10 nations that will make a treaty with and an alliance with him and pay tribute, amen, to him for his services. The people will think that this Antichrist can protect them from the problems because of the economy. It's going to be so bad. Starvation is going to increase. Murder is going to be on the rampage. More incest, more killing of children is going to be known. Drug use, I was talking to God about this the other morning, and I was telling him one of the highest form of destroying his people that Satan is using now is sorcery, is drug use. He's getting to the teenagers. Generations of children are being destroyed. While we ministers want to sit up there and collect money and be glamorous, we don't want to get out in the field. We don't want to help one another. We'll take from somebody and won't pay a person's light bill. We'll take from somebody. I give God the glory right now. And we won't even assist a person when they're down. But God told me, he said, woe be unto those pastors that lead my flock astray. He's coming back for a spotless church. And Jesus don't want no blemishes in his bride. Amen. And this Antichrist, amen, praise God. He's going to be, amen, why he's so intelligent, amen, because he's going to be skillful in military. He's going to have a background, amen, concerning the military until people, amen, in Lebanon, amen, and that's Mystery Babylon. That's the title, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlot and the abomination of the earth, amen. That's Babylon, not Rome. People think it's wrong, but their minds are set in the wrong direction. But this Babylon that I'm talking about is end time prophecy, and it's accurate, and it's coming out of Lebanon. Those that are Hezbollah, amen, and Aminadab, or what I can't pronounce his name, all of those Iranians, those Iraqis, amen, and all of those that have been, amen, setting up to try to destroy Israel. They're going to bring Israel to the ground. They're going to make them as nothing. I'm telling them today what the word of God said. God said, no weapon formed against Israel shall prosper. And Balaam saw Israel, amen, in multitudes, and he couldn't get to them because he was wicked. And at the same time, he began to express how God had blessed them, and you couldn't curse them. Amen. And so these, amen, people are going to follow this Antichrist, these League of Nations, 10 of them. But God is going to put in their hearts, amen, praise God, to turn their back on this Antichrist. And after this, Jesus is coming, amen, to fight at the Battle of Armageddon. Then I told you about the highest form of governmental control. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I let you know right then and there it was through taxation. And I told you how it's formed to structure and regulate, amen, people's protection with the police, amen, hallelujah, and all various other Social Security and all of these various other entities that keeps our world, amen, and America, amen, regulated so that it wouldn't be out of, in essence, order or rampant, amen, but it would bring some kind of structure. Other nations don't have that structure, amen, and they do everything in order to survive. So God fixed America to be a great nation, but America has fallen and went into dog, amen, areas and dens of thieves and did everything they could steal. Banks are stealing from the poor, amen, and all of these houses that they build, a mother mania, amen, of houses where a person can't even purchase a home, and so they letting them sit up and foreclose, amen, on the people that are poor, that income have depleted, then turning around, Thank you, Jesus. And then turn around, amen, and those houses sit up and rot. Amen. And then we want to say America is great. America has fallen. They have turned their backs on God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are entering in. I told you, we are literally, amen, coming up, amen, to the tribulation period. We are there, amen. After these 6 years, these 7 years pass, amen, you're going to see the tribulation period. God told me in a dream, he said, preach and tell about the two antichrists that's getting ready to come on the scene. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And tell, amen, hallelujah, about his son, Jesus Christ, coming. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. And defending, amen, Israel, amen, because of what the Antichrist is going to try to do. Amen. Praise God. And it speaks. It's so much that I can tell you about. We're going to talk about, amen, Lebanon within itself, Mystery Babylon, as we get up, amen, into the detail, amen, of this. Amen. But the matrix is what I'm really focusing on today. Amen. Praise God. And one of the things that I was telling you about on last, amen, Friday was, amen, how the Antichrist was going to come in and try to deceive the prime minister of Israel, amen, and he's going to do it, amen, and then God, amen, has spoken, amen, about, amen, what would happen to the, Israel, amen, prime minister because of this. God had commissioned Ezekiel to speak a riddle or parable to Israel concerning the two Antichrists that will come in the future and the fate of, amen, Israel. Because of this disobedience, amen, of the prime minister, if you want to call him king, amen, in the future, whatever title he will wear, God will punish the last king, amen, a prime minister that will reign over Israel in Mystery Babylon or in Lebanon. God is going to take this prime minister that sins against him, and he's going to bring him to open shame in Lebanon. Amen. Amen. This prime minister, amen, or this king, whatever name he's going to wear at that time, will break the covenant of God and set up trade agreements. This is where I'm going back to again. Amen. The matrix, amen, praise God. Praise God. That's why Bin Laden hit America World Trade Center. Amen. Bin Laden needs to be destroyed because he's working hard, amen, with his Muslim and his belief, amen, to help with all of those others that are trying to destroy, amen, Israel, amen, through, amen, trade, amen, praise God, the economy and commerce. If they cut off all means of support, amen, during times of war, when famine comes, Israel, amen, will die of starvation. They would literally die because of lack of technology, because of the lack of what the enemy is trying to do. They won't have any support. Amen. Their outside support will be gone because one of the things that God has said, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because of this rebellion, amen, the prime minister, amen, I'm just going to say prime minister, he will literally, amen, break the covenant with God, Father God. And Father God said, you shall not have no other gods before you. Amen. Praise God. What Moses wrote in the Ten Commandments, then what Jesus said about commandments and fulfilling it. The covenant will be broken. And once you break covenant with God, my God, you won't be able to stand. Amen. Praise God. Because Satan, when he comes in, it's going to be, I'm going to tell you like it is, this word, H-E-L-L, is going to be hell to get him out. Amen. Praise God. That's why you got to stay covenant with God. That's why you got to stay in righteous standing with God. A person that's in righteous standing with God have moral values and truth, amen, about God, amen, and his sovereignty and his will, amen, and we'll walk in that stature. We don't want to walk in God's stature. We want to form our own democracy. We want to form our own way of belief and lifestyle and take God and put his commandments to the side. But I'm telling you today, Satan is after the matrix all over the world. World, amen, thank you, Jesus. World Trade Center was destroyed because they wanted the destroy all information that would help a man. Thank you, Jesus. But instead of, amen, them knowing that God has true prophets, amen, in the earth realm that has enough knowledge, amen, and wisdom, amen, helping them, amen, and she's my best friend, and the Holy Ghost helping me, and knowledge, amen, being input in me because I stay before the Lord even though I'm attacked every day. I stay before the Lord searching out what God's heart is, the mind of God, so that I can tell you what God is saying. And I'm telling you, the Matrix, amen, was the World Trade Center. Amen. Praise God. The source of the economy, the source of, amen, the livelihood of the people, the source, amen, of international trade, import, and export, also the source of government, amen, as far as the Pentagon is concerned, that, amen, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, can I say this? Can I say this, God? One of the things that America did was put their mouth on George Bush. Amen, praise God, and I wrote a book, amen, concerning that. George Bush had to go in and kill out Saddam Hussein and his works. Saddam Hussein had sealed millions and trillions of dollars inside the walls of buildings. Amen. In order to buy weapons, mass destructive weapons, but he first wanted to build little Babylon. And God said in the word, hallelujah, that Babylon cannot be built again. And so we put our mouth on George Bush with your ignorant self, America, and destroyed the emotions and hurt a true man of God. And you need to apologize. You need to send finances to my address. Amen. In order for me to get these books published, amen, I have written in order to help God's people. I'm indebted to Israel to speak the truth. I'm indebted to God to tell you what's getting ready to happen. There is going to be another matrix attack. Amen. And when it comes, amen, if you adhere to what the true prophetess is saying, you will be able to recognize it, amen, and begin to try to send forth reinforcements. Amen. For the American people, amen, for the people and the world at large, because not only Biden Laden is not only focused at America, but he's focused at other nations. You got to see it. Amen. Praise God. I have never spoken a word that I have to worry about returning back. Amen. Praise God. If I prophesy to you and tell you you're going to get married on the 25th of July, you might as well get ready for it because it's going to happen. Amen. I just got through prophesying to a woman not too long ago, and she was in, I think it was Georgia. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And she's getting ready to marry one of the intended, amen, main men that works in the government. Amen. Praise God. I can't think of the title that he wears, his name. Amen. She's getting ready to marry him. But keep my focus on what God told me to tell you. Amen. Satan is after the matrix. Amen. The matrix is the substance that holds a nation together. The economy held America together. Now America, amen, is looking like a third world country. America, America is looking, amen, like a nation that has been stripped of everything, amen, that could hold it together. It's very fiber. Amen. These Muslims are terrorists. They don't care about who they hit. They'll strap a bomb and kill up 20 people, amen, and think they're dying for their God. That's how crazy Satan is. He wants you to die for them. When Satan had the terrorists to attack 9/11, amen, praise God, he showed me in a dream where he was attacking this place, and I saddened in my spirit. I was so hurt to see that happen. And I told God, Lord God, I didn't understand this thing. Amen. And then God, amen, hallelujah, all knowing and all seeing God, he began to tell me about the matrix. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we look at the Antichrist. There are two that's coming. Amen. The Muslims are after the matrix of the world. Amen. Praise God. And so he hit 9/11, World Trade Center, the Pentagon. Then we turn around and then we want to attack George Bush for getting rid of, amen, Saddam Hussein. Amen. Praise God. And George Bush was doing the will of God. I had even wrote George Bush. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he used my, made a war maneuver out of the words that I had given him, Operation Anaconda, to go in and destroy Bin Laden. Amen. And then I had told him one of the first things that he must do before he go into war is to secure America. That's why he brought in Homeland Security. It was, amen, my thoughts, amen, but it was, amen, put in operation by him, amen, who was obedient to the will of God. I take no glory from God, amen, because my thoughts were God's thoughts, and I give God back the glory right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation is about to take place, amen. Praise God, amen, and we are sitting back, amen, black people, white people, all races, and sitting back preaching all homiletics and all of these various kind of things, amen, and not knowing, amen, that, amen, we got to tap in to the Holy Ghost, who is our source of information. Amen. He's our righteousness. Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God has given unto us to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John. John told about it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I skipped, amen, from completing, amen, about the, amen, the prime minister, because I got the main point, and I go back into that on my teaching on Friday. Amen. And I'm going, amen, thank you, Jesus, up to the revelation. Amen. Praise God. Well, God, amen, is beginning to reveal things. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the revelation, amen, pray all over shot. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's unfolding. It reveals, amen, things. Amen. Who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all of all things that he saw, amen, and blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are, my God, thank you, Jesus, written therein, for the time is at hand. God is showing us what took place and what will take place before the birth of Christ B.C. He told us to be at what took place before Jesus Christ. Amen, birth, and then while Christ was in the earth, and then after Christ's death, A.D., in chapter 13 and through 20, God is speaking about the events that are going to take place in the near future. In chapter 12, 1 through 17, it tells about what took place in the spiritual realm before it was manifested in the natural. This was Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Jesus, not the church. A lot of people are going around saying, amen, Revelation chapter 12 was talking about the church. Well, I beg your difference. Amen, because it was talking about Mary, amen, before she, amen, gave birth to Jesus, amen, in the earth realm. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The mother, amen, the matrix opener that birthed for Jesus Christ and that had the sustenance, amen, of a pure woman, a holy woman, amen, that was impregnated by way of the Holy Ghost. And now he didn't have to have no sex with her. Amen. See, we don't understand. Amen. We have taken Jesus and put him and said all manner of wicked things about him and Mary. But all of those that spoke those lies are going to have to answer to God. Amen. Satan is trying to establish a one-world government, and he has his set focus on Lebanon. Why Lebanon? Lebanon is Mystery Babylon, the woman that sits upon the scarlet beast. The great whore is a city in Lebanon. My God, the biggest, amen, and greatest city during that time was Beirut. Amen. During the tribulation period, Satan is going to try and conquer the entire world. At this time, amen, two witnesses will be sent by God to proclaim the gospel in Jerusalem. These two witnesses are Moses and Elijah. Some people say, amen, it's Moses and somebody else, or Elijah and somebody else, but I beg the difference. The people will kill them, and their dead bodies will lie in the street 3.5 days. And after this, the spirit of life, amen, hallelujah, from God will enter, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, them, and they will stand up again. God will then take them back to his kingdom because they have done their work. My God, I give you glory today. Amen, the Antichrist that comes from Lebanon will join forces. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, together with 10 other nations to fight against Christ and his army at the Battle of Mount Armageddon in Megiddo of Galilee. These 10 nations will turn against the Antichrist and join forces with God fighting against the Antichrist. God has placed this in their heart to turn against the Antichrist and serve him. Amen. Talk to you about, amen, the Matrix. The World Trade Center, the Pentagon, how the Muslims are getting ready, amen, to strike again, a matrix, amen, thank you, Jesus, in order to weaken the nations so that he can, amen, amen, Satan is doing this here, so that he can assist the Antichrist in getting ready to come on the scene. Then I talked about I've talked to you about religion. Since the beginning of time, man has always sought someone or something to worship. We are people that worship, amen. So we begin to worship anything, amen, and turn our backs on God. That's how silly we have been. Adam and Eve were a blessed people. Not only could they worship God, but they could see him and have fellowship with him without being destroyed. Today we can't do that. Amen. We can't come close to him, not less than you are holy. Clean hands. Amen. Praise God. I heard a minister talk about the hands. Amen. And one of the things that David talked about, his hands. Amen. Praise God. And them being clean. Amen. Today we can worship him and have that fellowship with him, but we cannot see his face. Amen. Praise God, face to face. After the fall of Adam and Eve, their children began to worship other gods that would be passed on from one generation to another. Sin always trickled down, amen, to the third and fourth generation. Praise God. Not only did Satan bring in a false religion, but he also brought in a defiled race of people, defiled through the genes. And I talked about you this, amen, praise God, in my teaching. The pure race of people that Adam and Eve were supposed to birth, some of them were defiled and some of them was not, amen. Abel wasn't defiled, Cain wasn't. Cain was a seed, amen, of Satan. God told me that every Christian needs to abstain from sex until after marriage, amen. The next generation of people need to be a royal priesthood and a holy nation. It would be better if they were not defiled with sex, amen, having sex without marriage and having sex with these demons before marriage, because they will carry a special anointing and a great revelation of God's word, amen. Today, America is one of the few blessed nations where we can freely worship God and not idols. It's getting ready, beginning to be where now, amen, we're going to have to go underground. Some of us have made the choice to follow the false gods, but because we are a free country, we can serve God freely. Amen. The Antichrist, amen, is going to take away that freedom. Nations have begun to literally bring in their false gods into America. And we say, what do we say? It's okay, amen, if they're bringing their beliefs, amen. We are so open, amen, and we have open concepts and all various things. And then they have even had started churches where all nations and their religious beliefs can come into and under one roof, amen, and they can worship their God together and all that kind of stuff. Oh, my God. God wouldn't have never sanctified Israel if he would have wanted them to be mingled. Amen. He made a distinct, restitution that all men, amen, that serve God, amen, should be sanctified, amen, and separated. We couldn't follow behind other nations and their religious beliefs because they would become a snare, amen. We go into their restaurants and their Buddhas and all are sitting up, amen. We eat their food, amen, praise God. That's why the Bible said we need to bless the food. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Christians, amen, amen, need to understand that these foreign countries are being killed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Christians, amen, in these foreign countries are being killed. Amen. Every day, because they refuse to serve another God, they are being killed in Lebanon, Egypt, Africa, Sudan, Indonesia, China, Afghanistan, and other nations. Amen. What struck my interest was that Christians in those foreign countries rather die, amen, than become an Islamic belief or Muslim belief. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They rather die than follow all these old false gods. Amen. Satan wants every nation to follow, amen, this Antichrist and the religious belief. So, amen, Christians and Methodists, amen, Protestants, Pentecostal, and all of those need to stay in their Christian belief. We are monotheistics, amen, monotheistics, believing and serving one God. Some of the other nations are polytheistic, serving more than one God. Amen. Praise God. Satan has brought in this confusion, causing men to serve objects instead of the true and living God. He wants the world to think that his religion is the right one. The Antichrist will pass laws concerning religion and require all nations to serve one religion. Not only will he reign from Jerusalem, city of peace, but because it was declared an international city, the holy city, he was set up, amen, praise God, his religious beliefs there, but in Rome, Italy, amen, will be the headquarters where the false prophet will set up, amen, and carry out the Muslims' beliefs. Amen, Rome, Italy, all of these, Lebanon, amen. Jerusalem is not close to the Mediterranean Sea, but Tel Aviv is. Amen. And Rome, Italy, is close to the Mediterranean Sea where they have accessibility for war, amen, to spread their religion. And the main focus, amen, is the economy. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have so many, amen, other beliefs that are in the world today. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. And it's not fair for us to just literally, thank you, Jesus, my God, sit up, amen, praise God, and think that we're going to, amen, get by with things because God is not pleased with these things that we are doing. We need to stop. And I'm just telling you, we need to stop sinning against God. Oh, my God, if you could only... thank you, Jesus. Understand what's getting ready to take place. You'll be running to Jesus Christ. Satan wants all nations to be unified, serving him in every aspect of life. He wants the Antichrist is going to look for social, domestic, and commercial. So we must understand from the very beginning of creation, God was concerned with world affairs. Amen. Praise God. What affects us will affect him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's Phoenicia, Tyre, Sidon, and Lebanon. Revelations 12:3, 13, 1, and 12. amen, in 17, 1 and 3. Remember I spoke to you earlier about symbols, amen, and if I haven't spoke to you in essence to a lot of this, amen, I will go back over it if I haven't spoke to you, amen, because I'm trying to recap some things and I'm trying to add on some things. Thank you, Jesus. Symbols might be used for recognition, amen, of that kingdom or nation. Lebanon, Tyre, Sidon, Phoenicia was known for their leopards and lions. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They were known for their trading ports, and Phoenicia name came from a Greek word meaning dark red. They were the discoverers of the crimson-purple dye derived from the murex shellfish. Tyre was known for trade with other nations. Now I'm talking about Lebanon. These merchants had to receive a mark from that kingdom before they could buy or sell their goods there. Amen. So the mark, amen, has already, amen, not the mark of the beast that's coming up, but the mark, amen, in order to buy or sell, amen, thank you, Jesus, a trade. They had a certain way, amen, of trading, and they would receive a mark, amen, praise God, amen, and that was in order for them to sell their goods in that country. If they didn't have that mark, they were not able to sell their goods. Now, this is back in Herod's time. Amen. Not Herod's time, but yes, in Herod's time. But back in Hiram's time, King Solomon, King David's time, amen, praise God, that they were doing, amen, great imports and exports. You remember how the Queen of Sheba, amen, she brought all of those goods to King Solomon and showed her the various different kinds of foods and stuff that she had imported from her country, amen, in order to give to him, amen. And they all made a trade agreement. Even, praise God, Solomon built his army, his navy around, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, the help of Hiram and the various things that he did in his army. We must understand that there are three different statements made. In Revelation 12 and 3, God showed John what took place before Christ's birth. This was not a symbolic to the, praise God, church, but actually happened in the spiritual realm before being manifested in the natural. What God did was show John the past and future. All things would take place in the spiritual realm before they are manifested in the natural. Amen. Everything that you see has already, and it's already taken, it's got to take place in the spirit realm. Amen. Before it's manifested in the natural. Revelation 12 and 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his head. Amen. Focus on red dragon, seven heads, ten horns, seven crowns upon his head. And this is the interpretation. Amen. God don't make a mistake. The Bible states that there displayed a different form of a miracle in heaven. Seeing a large red dragon, which identified red meaning revolting. This dragon was Satan. Revolting or to revolt means to renounce allegiance or subjection to as to government. Amen. Satan began to revolt against God. Remember at the beginning of creation when God was creating the heavens and the earth, while God was, amen, in the atmosphere and the stratosphere, Satan was up in heaven revolting against God. Amen. And a third of the angels fell with him. Amen. Praise God. He didn't want to follow the government of God. Praise God. And we don't want to do it today, but I'm telling you, it's better that you, amen, stay hungry, amen, than to revolt against God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And revolution is the overthrow of one government and the substitution of another by the governed, amen, which is which is those that rebel. Satan had brought forth a revolution and was trying to overthrow the government of God, amen, and use, amen, his government, amen, as substitute concern over God's government. Amen. He was rebelling against God. Note, Satan was revolting against God, trying to overthrow him and his creation, but Satan did not accomplish that in the spiritual realm concerning Christ, nor will it be accomplished at Megiddo, at the Battle of Armageddon. A devil possessing seven leaders and 10 nations and seven headdress upon his head. The seven leaders are monarchs, kings, presidents. Amen. Praise God. They have and will come from Egypt. Amen. And I say that again. They have and will come from Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo, Persia, Greek, Rome, and Lebanon. Lebanon is the last entity. 10 meaning something having 10 units of members. Satan will comprise a total of 10 nations to follow the last Antichrist. The seven heads are leaders, kings, presidents, amen, whatever they were in that time, that will or have reign over the people of those nations. Five are dead, and six and seven, well, amen, will come, and then they have already come. Amen. Praise God, for we're down to the last two. These leaders were and are Antichrist. During the time of their office, they might have reigned over one or more nations, amen, at the same time. Amen. You know, this Babylon was always conquering nations. These leaders' headdress mean power. Satan will give and have given them power to try to conquer cities and nations during the time of their reign. The last Antichrist will try to conquer the entire world. I told you about that. The goal of Satan is nothing less than to have world dominion, which will never happen. God will utterly defeat him. His desire is that all mankind and God serve him, Ezekiel 28, 1 through 26. Over 1,200 and more years, amen, ago, Rome was divided into a European nation. The Antichrist will not come from Rome, but could assist the Antichrist with armed forces and governmental control, and he is going to set up with the, amen, the false prophet there, amen, to bring in the Muslims, amen, religion. This could be one of the providence that I have talked about. The Antichrist, amen, and not only could be, that is a fact that it is. The Antichrist is coming from the Dan, from the tribe of Dan. Amen. Revelation 13, 1 through 2 and 11. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise. Amen. Praise God. Out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his 10 crowns, and upon his head, name of blasphemy. Beast, amen. We're going to focus on beast, beast, amen. Seven heads, 2 horns, amen. 10 horns, amen. Lamb, amen. Praise God. Upon his horn, 10 crowns, and the dragon. His head, amen. The name of blasphemy. John is stating what happened after he saw the wonder in Revelation chapter 12. God now placed him in a position on the sands of the Mediterranean Sea. He sees these events in the spirit. God actually showed him what took place concerning Jesus and Mary and Satan. And now he is on the sand of the sea watching a beast. King, amen, with his kingdom. Amen. Beast, amen, which is a king with his kingdom. Ascend out of the sea. He see this king and his kingdom coming up out of the sea, possessing seven leaders and 10 nations, and on the 10 nations were given crowns, amen, and that meant power. These are the 10 nations that will follow the Antichrist and then turn their backs on him, and that's the last Antichrist. On his seven kings that were given the name blasphemy, these seven kings hated God so much they wore on their names that would literally disrespect God. Amen. Revelation 13, 2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power and his seat and great authority. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give God the glory. Praise God. Amen. This segment, amen, is almost up. Praise God. I'm going to cut it. Amen. Praise God. But I'm coming back to it. Note the statement has not been manifested yet, but it is for the future. God allowed John to see what the future holds. My God, my God, my God, my God, that's getting ready to be another matrix, saints. That's getting ready to be another, amen, praise God, matrix that's getting ready to come up on the earth by Satan, setting forth those that are following him, that's going to lead up to the coming of the Antichrist. Amen, praise God. 70 years are going to pass. There are two Antichrists that's coming up, amen, up on the scene. 70 years are going to pass. Amen. And after the 70 years pass, amen, this Father and Son, amen, then the Father, amen, is going to take over no more. And the Son is going to reign. And that's the Antichrist, amen, that's going to come into the prime minister of Israel, amen, and convince him to sign a peace treaty, which is a covenant breaking. Amen. Praise God. And God will punish the king of Israel over in Lebanon, where the Antichrist birthed from. He's going to humiliate the prime minister in that area. Amen. Praise God, where the Antichrist was birthed from. Amen. But right after that, the Antichrist is going to literally, amen, do wickedness, amen, concerning Israel. Amen. And Jesus is going to come to fight at the Battle of Armageddon. I say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Amen. And the kingdom of this world, amen, has now become the kingdom of our Christ. May God add a blessing to the word. Praise God.